The bill would impose a felony charge, punishable by 5 to 40 years in prison, for injuring or killing someone with celebratory gunfire. The legislation is named after 7-year-old Brendan Mackey, who was killed by a stray bullet this past July 4th while he and his father Brian Mackey were on their way to a fireworks display in Brandermill.
I think it being named after him and everything like that would be one good way to honor him, and I think it's a good thing.
While bills regulating what gun owners can and can't do have faced long odds in the Republican-dominated House of Delegates, the bill's patron, Democratic Senator Henry Marsh of Richmond, says he's optimistic about its ultimate passage.
It doesn't just protect life, it protects innocent life. And all the civil rights in the world, there's nothing more precious than the right to life. It's a common sense bill. Mm-hmm. I think if we explain it properly, I'm not sure the House would have any serious problem with it. I'm feeling like when I was in church that day at the funeral, when the whole church was weeping, I had to do something. And I feel like we made a good start.
Philip Van Cleve, president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, says the law is unnecessary because there are other laws to charge gun owners who hurt or kill someone with celebratory gunfire.
Yeah, what happened to poor little Brandon is a horrendous thing. But looking at the bill, first of all, it's very broad, talking about a discernible target. And it's got attached to it, if they think there was a discernible target, a felony. And there are currently laws that would cover this. The tricky part about what happened is finding out who did it. No matter what the penalties are, it's almost impossible to find the person that does it. I think the money would be better spent running PSAs, just truly doing an educational thing, basically just educating the public. Don't fire handguns and rifles in the air, because those bullets will come down at some point. That would be much more useful in trying to prevent the tragedy that happened than passing another law. There are already laws against this. The people that are firing in the air aren't paying attention to them. They're not going to pay attention to this.
Andrew Goddard is a gun violence prevention advocate whose son Colin was seriously wounded during the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre. When discussing his thoughts on the bill, he displayed a gun shell that he found on his doorstep in Atlanta this January 1st.
There's no reason to do it. There's no plus side to this. It's just absolute stupidity. I think it's so common sense, and it's not like there is a legitimate thing here which is going to go away. I mean, they talked about hunting and things like that, but for heaven's sake, this is not related to hunting. And if it is, then let's put in unless hunting or something. But it's very hard to stand up and defend that kind of behavior. Let off fireworks if you want to, or, you know, bang pot lids or whatever, something like that. But firing up in the air, just forget it. It's stupid. I can't wait to hear what the House says if they don't want to pass this, what they would say to stop it, because they're going to have to go out on really thin ice.
The legislation must now pass a vote in the entire Senate before advancing to the House of Delegates. Democratic lawmakers are also pushing for other gun control measures this session, including background checks for gun purchases and keeping guns out of the hands of those convicted of misdemeanor sexual assault or stalking. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.